Isabella lies asleep in her bed. She opens her eyes, then suddenly sits up, afraid, and reaches for her knife.
Isabella. If I wanted to kill you, you'd be already dead.
What do you want?
I want to know why you've done a deal with the devil.
What do you care?
The prince is evil.
It's not every day a prince asks you to be sheriff. Especially if you're a woman.
Well, you'd be working with a traitor.
No, I'm working for myself. I intend to be the best sheriff Nottingham has ever seen. And you'll see for yourself tomorrow.
No. It'll never work. Because the prince will fall. And you'll fall. Unless...
What?
Unless you work with me. Keep me in the picture, tell me the prince's plans. And I'll protect you when the king returns.
She moves closer to him.
What if I don't want to be your friend?
Then you'll find out what it is to be my enemy.
Mm. Are you threatening me, Robin Hood?
I could destroy you whenever I choose.
Mm. So what's stopping you?
Guards!
Robin frowns in dismay and walks casually over to the window.
You think it over, Isabella. The offer's open, but not forever.
She rushes over and sees him climbing down a rope. The guards come in.
It's Robin Hood. We'll sound the alarm!
Quick, stop it! Guard the exit!
Isabella starts cutting the rope. Robin sees and hurries down, but she's too quick. He falls, but gets painfully back on his feet, looking up at her in the window as he walks away.
I swear.
Fine, Hood! I want every corner of Nottingham searched!
Thornton, a well-groomed man, steps out of the shadows.
Trouble, Isabella.
God!
You haven't seen anything yet.
Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong. Richard Armitage. David Harewood. Gordon Kennedy. Sam Troughton. Joe Armstrong. Lara Pulver. And Joanne Froggatt. A Dangerous Deal. Written by Michael Chaplin. The Courtyard of Nottingham Castle.
Well, this should be interesting.
Well, not that interesting.
Look, what exactly are we doing here?
Robin thinks he can charm our new sheriff into working without us.
Look, let's just see what she's made of, shall we?
Well, it's not sugar and spice and all things nice.
On the steps...
Meg Bennett, the sheriff's court has heard of your disobedience to your father and your refusal to accept any suitors he chose for you.
Lady Sheriff, one was a drunken sot, the second looked like a donkey, and the third was a halfwit with the brains of a tree.
You little wretch!
Please!
And the fourth you apparently bribed to go back to York with money you stole from your father.
He was a mummy's boy, what use is that?
Meg, tell the court why you acted in such a deplorable fashion.
Because I won't accept anyone telling me how to live my own life. I don't want to marry. Men are so... stupid!
Quiet!
I think England would be a much better place if women were in charge.
Dream on, girl.
Untie her.
What?
Thank you.
People of Nottingham.
Now maybe you can see the kind of sheriff I am.
And as I've set Meg here free...
I intend to set the whole of Nottingham free.
To be a fairer, more peaceful and prosperous place for us all. You are far too bright to be locked up.
I think I need people like you around me.
Isabella looks back at the crowd.
The last regime was brutal and corrupt. And in recognition of crimes committed against the people. My brother, Guy of Gisborne, shall be executed here on Thursday at midday.
See? Maybe we can work with him.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thornton.
Bravo!
Isn't she marvellous? How I've missed you. My lovely wife!
He kisses her on the lips.
Get off of me.
I'm your new sheriff. Thornton, at your service. I'm sure you'll understand that my wife now has me to care for, leaving me to care for you. Rest assured you are in firm and capable hands. Now, if you'll excuse me, the little wife and I have some catching up to do.
No deal with Thornton.
We should get going, Robin. The villagers will be expecting a food drop.
I know, you go. I need to stay here, find out his next move.
Bye. I'm staying too.
No, it's all right, Much. You go. I'll stay.
Go on.
Thornton shoves Isabella into her chamber.
You deserted me! But I loved you, cared for you. We were so happy together.
How can you say that?
She points a knife at his throat.
Ow! Ow!
No!
Dad! Take him! He's away to your sheriff!
That's enough! Let her go!
Take him to the dungeons.
Do you want Prince John to know he has the criminal for a sheriff?
He appointed me. He trusts me.
You abandoned your husband. Broke man's law and God's. Now my men will ride to him at nightfall if they receive no word of my safety. Release me, or it's over.
Meg watches, shaking her head as Isabella thinks.
Let him go.
The guards release him. Thornton takes the knife from Isabella and squeezes her face maliciously.
Now it's time I taught you some respect.
He pushes her forward.
Stop it, please. If you promise not to hurt her, I can make you rich.
Away with her.
It's true. I know where gold coins are buried. Handfuls and handfuls.
Where?
There's a mound. Near Dead Man's Crossing in the forest.
I think I know it.
If you've told a lie, it'll be your last. Lock her up.
Listen, I won't rest until you're free.
Oh, look at them, boys. The ladies are getting a little emotional.
You stay strong.
Thornton's dangerous.
For Isabella, maybe.
No, for Nottingham, for everyone.
Whereas your Isabella's an angel.
I just think we can work together with her, unlike him.
You are so wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Can't you see?
See what?
Can't you see her for what she really is?
Kate, why are you so angry with me?
Kate reaches out to grab Robin's cloak, pulls him towards her, and kisses him. Robin kisses her back. Until he's distracted by a carriage leaving the castle with Isabella and Thornton in it.
Right, well, I should probably go.
He stands up and leaves Kate sitting at the table. In the dungeon...
Help me! Let's go!
Gisborne watches Meg's arrival.
I'll make you pay for this bastard crew!
Men. If I had my way, they'd all disappear in a puff of smoke and the world would be a happier place. What are you staring at? I know you. You're him, aren't you? Isabella's brother. She's a friend of mine.
Not that close, obviously.
Her nasty husband did this to me. Clever.
Thornton. Is he here?
She's terrified of it.
Well, she shouldn't have run off and left him then, should she?
You always were a bit pleased with yourself. I saw you once. The man in black on his black horse. The big I am. Look at you now.
dirty and miserable and small. And now you're going to be executed.
By the look of it, you might not be far behind.
I hope you go to hell.
Meg goes and sits down.
I'm already there.
Sherwood Forest. Isabella leads the way through huge spiderwebs. After falling, she gets up off the ground and carries on, followed by Thornton and the guards. They duck under branches and low-hanging trees and eventually come out in a small, sunlit clearing.
This is it.
Thornton hands her a shovel.
Get going, then.
You expect me?
Don't you understand? Every time you cross me, every little word or action, you make it worse for yourself when I get you on my own in a small, dark room. Now go on. Prove you love me. Get digging.
Isabella looks back at the mound, then goes over to it and starts to dig. Thornton sips from his bottle and spits the water out again.
If this is a wild goose chase, I'll kill that girl.
Isabella puts the spade down and gets on her knees so she can scrape the earth away with her hands. She feels something and reaches further in. Thornton and the guard behind him step closer, and she hands him a gold coin from the earth.
Look.
Let me see.
He puts his own hand into the mound and pulls out more coins, which he tests between his teeth.
You! Get some more men! You! What are you waiting for? Get digging!
Kate and Robin are watching.
Well, come on, get on with it. No, not fair, you idiot.
He really is a pig, isn't he?
Yep. Unless there's something you and Isabella agree on.
Listen, about what happened earlier.
I know. I'm sorry.
What for?
Well, it's difficult, isn't it?
Is it? Why, because of Isabella?
No, not because... It's just the way we live. You know, and then there's much.
Much?
Right, you lot, I want the treasure out of here by nightfall.
I'd best get the others.
With it. Get the rest of you...
Robin stops and looks back at Kate.
What?
Just look after yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you too.
Meg's trying to break her chains.
Just leave it, will you?
Well, it hurts.
That's why they do it. Deal with it.
I'm thirsty.
Well, then save your breath and stop whining.
Nasty piece of work, you aren't you? No wonder Isabella wants you dead. What did he do to her anyway?
Oh, give me strength. It's almost worth dying to be spared your endless chatter.
Oh, come on. You're here, I'm here. What else are we going to do?
Gisborne looks up at her.
I found her a husband. That's what I did. Good price, too.
You sold her? Your own sister?
It was her best chance in life. It's not my fault she went and made a mess of it.
Well, of course it is. All of it. You sold her to a monster.
You stupid girl. You know nothing about it.
I'm not stupid girl. I'm Meg. And I'm still thirsty.
That stone around your neck. Suck it. It'll make your mouth water.
Meg does as he tells her and casts him a wary look. In the forest, Robin's men watch the guards pull apart some wooden slats.
Burial mound.
Danish by the look of it. Place curses on horses' heads to ward off intruders.
The lead guard, Sloth, enters the chamber and sees something that frightens him out again.
What are you doing?
Isabella watches as Thornton goes in and finds the place filled with treasure. He also sees a decorated horse skull on a stick, which he takes outside and mocks the others with.
Get a grip. Just a horse's head.
Golden bridle. Nice.
Now, I'd say that's a chief's. It's the treasure. They bury it with them for the long journey to Valhalla.
Where is that? It's near Norwich, isn't it?
No, Alan. Valhalla is Norse for heaven.
Thornton puts a necklace on Isabella.
My beautiful wife.
She doesn't respond at all.
What's going on in that pretty little head of yours?
Nothing at all. Just the way you like it.
Thornton sees Sloth with some gold.
What have you taken? Steal from me, would you?
He kills him.
Just looking.
Let that be a lesson to you all. Now get the cart.
Fetch the cart.
The sooner the gold's back in Nottingham, the better.
You four start loading the gold into the cart.
Right. We get rid of him.
Let's take his gold first.
We'll make Isabella sheriff again.
Sheriff?
Live a donkey for Archbishop.
Shh. Eh? Kate, I want you to stay and watch the horde. Watch you two. The rest of you come with me. Come on.
Two guards drive a cart along a track when Alan runs out.
Hey, you! Stop there! Stop! Stop, I say!
You're on my land! Well, you pay me a toll. I guess we might forget about it.
Very nice now, is it?
Tuck gets up behind them and bangs their heads together, then throws them to the ground. In the dungeon...
Are you scared?
What of?
What of? Your date with the executioner.
Do I look scared?
Actually, no. Terrible, yeah. 1 out of 10 for personal appearance. But not frightened. I'm almost impressed. It's as if you've got a clear conscience.
Well, why shouldn't I have?
Because of all the awful things you've done in your life. I mean, no one actually seems sorry that you're on the way out, do they? Does that not make you sad?
Can't help what people think of me. What's done is done. And if I am to die, then so be it.
Is your life really that empty that you don't care whether you live or die?
Gisborne slowly and thoughtfully looks away from her. Meg picks up a piece of bread, but it's crawling with maggots. Gisborne picks up a wedge of bread in his cell and slowly brushes it off with his hand, watched by Meg. He stares at it, then he turns to look at Meg and passes it through the bars to her.
Yeah. Keep the strength up.
She takes it from him, smiling.
There must be some good in you yet.
You don't know me. Besides, I thought you hated men.
I do.
In the forest.
Start loading the gold now onto the cart.
Right.
Come along, what? Quickly.
Can I talk to you about something?
Have a gold day. You, come on.
I really like Robin. And I think he likes me. But he won't let anything happen. Maybe because of you. Would you talk to him for me? Tell him that we're just friends.
Yeah. Of course.
almost ready. Much when the cart's ready, I want you to get it out there. All right?
Kate smiles warmly at Much as they leave, but he looks fed up. Thornton pulls a ring off a skeleton from the chamber and puts it on his own finger, then picks up the skull.
Thanks, my friend. I shall enjoy spending your ill-gotten gains.
You want to be careful. He might come back to haunt you.
You're the one who's living a nightmare, Precious.
That's it. We're done.
Isabella walks away, frightened.
Start loading.
Right, let's get it loaded.
She sees Little John and Alan are dressed as guards, and that Robin's hiding in the bushes. He puts a finger to his lips.
Isn't this my lucky day? My first day of sheriff and untold riches fall into my lap.
That can easily change.
He looks around and nods.
Right, let's go!
This sword isn't yours to take, Thornton.
And who's gonna stop me?
Robin Hood.
Robin lunges and they start the fight.
He's a fella, I haven't finished with you yet!
Back to back!
You lot, with me! The rest, get the cart out of here! Fight the cart!
Much jumps onto the cart, but he's distracted when he sees Robin and Kate fighting side by side.
I really like Robin. And I think he likes me.
A guard punches Much to the ground and rides off in the cart. Robin kills another guard.
Get after them! Much!
Isabella's running through the forest on her own.
Isabella! Isabella!
Much catches up with Robin.
Wait! Wait! Much! I'm sorry. We haven't got time for this. We have to find Thornton. Look, there's something I have to tell you.
What are you talking about?
Come on, we have to go!
Much nods. Isabella runs through a more grassy part of the forest and hides behind a tree, looking terrified. She stops breathing and listens. She carefully lifts up her dress and pulls out a knife that's strapped to her thigh. Then she edges her way around the tree trunk. It's Robin.
Robin. Oh, thank God.
She throws her arms around him, watched by Robin's men and Kate.
You all right?
I was a fool to turn my back on you. Please help me.
If you promise to fight with us for King Richard, then I'll protect you.
Yes, of course. You and me, Robin. I think we can work together. I've always known it, and I think you do too.
It's a deal.
You won't regret this. How can I repay you?
Well, you can start by handing over the gold. Tomorrow at Night's Glade.
Of course. You must give it back to the people. It's theirs, after all.
Good.
Isabella, you'll suffer for this! Isabella!
John, escort the sheriff back to her castle.
Thank you.
This way.
Robin leans against the tree as Kate approaches.
She always manages to get what she wants, doesn't she?
Kate, just leave it. Please.
He storms past her. Nighttime, and Thornton's still in the woods with his guards.
Isabella!
Their torches light up a cross of white rocks on the path.
I don't mind the look of this. Shouldn't have touched that burial mound, superstitious peasant.
Bats swarm out of the trees at them.
Let's go! Back here, you coward!
Everyone stops and listens. A horse and a cloaked rider approach.
You have disturbed the dead!
Somebody help me!
Come back!
You invoke the Viking curse! To be visited by suffering, madness, and death!
Playing with the devil. Big mistake, Thornton.
Nottingham Town.
You don't say much, do you?
Robin sees you as an ally. Strictly business.
Difficult man. There's nothing ever strictly business between a man and a woman.
If he has done a deal with you, it's for the good of the cause, nothing else.
How can you be so sure?
Because I know Robin. My guess is if he's got eyes for anyone, it's for Kate, not you.
A caged cart.
We found him in the forest! Babbling something about Viking ghosts! He's gonna be locked up.
Yep, madhouse is the best place for him.
He's a danger to himself and the people around him.
They leave Thornton gagged.
And if you mention something about being Sheriff of Nottingham, just pay no attention.
Yeah, he was the Queen of Sheba last week.
Well, Nottingham's well rid of you, Thornton. And don't even think of coming back. Because if you do, your next destination won't be an asylum, but where you really belong. Hell.
Thornton's driven away. In the dungeons.
Release her. Isabella, you're back.
Thank goodness.
I'm not so sure my brother would feel the same. Come on, let's go.
Won't you release Guy too?
What? Are you mad? He's our enemy.
But, you see? Do you see how they manipulate us? A few hours in a cell with a cold-hearted killer, and even you lose your wits. That's the poison of men, Meg. None of them can be trusted. My brother will get exactly what he deserves. Now, come on.
Isabella leads Meg out, who looks back at Gisborne before rounding a corner. It's daytime in the forest, and Much is asleep at the outlaws' camp. He wakes up, picks up his bag, and creeps out without disturbing any of the others. Outside the shelter, he picks up a bow and arrow and a sword and shield. He stops to look at Kate, who's sleeping restlessly on her bunk. Then he stands and thinks deeply for a long moment before setting off into the woods. Robin sleeps as Much leaves and makes his way along the path through the trees. Much stops and looks around thoughtfully before continuing resolutely on his way. Meg goes down into the dungeon with a plate of food and a jug of drink, then kneels down before Gisborne.
You must eat. For me, the least I can do.
You've done more than enough.
I haven't done anything.
Yeah. You made me think.
About what?
About someone I used to know. She's so good where there was none. She made me a better man.
She stands and leaves again. In the sheriff's chambers.
I want some guards behind me, and I want the rest of them hidden. Understood? Good. All right.
Isabella sits down to write.
Sire, I write to you with a grave confession. That I hope you will find in your heart to forgive.
Meg sneakily picks up some keys.
By way of an apology, I would like to offer you
A gift.
When she looks down at the desk where the keys were and sees that they've gone, Isabella's smile fades and she quickly heads out of the room. Meg hurries into the dungeon, then unlocks the gate.
Meg? What are you doing?
I can't let her kill you, I just can't.
Do this for me.
They stand up, but Isabella's behind them.
Thank you.
Well, this is touching.
Go!
Oh.
She didn't know what she was doing!
Yes, she did. How could you? I set you free and this is how you repay me.
We're not the same. I try to do things out of love. You're doing this out of hate.
How dare you! I suppose I should be grateful. Now I know the only person I can trust is myself. I'm on my own.
You put yourself there, Isabella.
I could say the same for you. And if you two lovebirds want to be together, that's fine. You shall. You'll both die.
At the camp.
Come on. We don't want to be late for night's glade. And where's Mudge?
Probably attempting to catch breakfast.
Hey, you all right?
Fine. Let's just go. Don't be late for Isabella.
Hey, this is for the good of everyone. If we can get a sheriff working...
Yes, yeah, I know,
I know. You listen to me! When we get back, I think me and you need to sort a few things out.
Robin, there's really no need. And she's obviously your priority.
Hey. She's worth more than any treasure. Don't let her slip through your fingers.
Mutch is still walking through the forest. He stops to listen, then quickly hides when Isabella and a line of guards ride past, a carriage laden with chests at the rear. He steps out from behind his tree to watch them, then looks back in shock when he sees more guards creeping along on foot behind them. With a look of resignation, Mutch drops his bag and shield and runs off with just his weapons. The others meet Isabella at the Knight's Glade.
You came then. I am glad.
Of course. We had a deal, you and me, remember?
I do remember.
Working together.
For the good of Nottingham.
Absolutely, that's all that matters now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Please, take it. You earned it. You were my knight in shining armour.
Yeah, that's me.
Her eyes become cold as Robin opens the chest and finds nothing but junk.
Robin!
Life's full of disappointment, isn't it?
Mutch runs through the trees and comes across a couple of guards looking after the horses. He watches them, then draws his sword.
No, I've decided to stand on my own two feet. Thought about what you said. Obey your every command, do whatever you say.
I offered you friendship.
No, you threatened me. I'll not be some frightened little woman. Go on, take them!
The guards close in.
Well, it looks like you were right.
I usually am. Next time you might just listen.
There is a next time.
Mutch rides through the glade with a horse at either side, giving Robin an advantage. They fight off the remaining guards and jump onto the horses.
Kate! Come on! Kate!
She jumps onto Robin's horse and they all ride off, with the guards chasing on foot. At the outlaws' camp,
so where did you go then?
Nowhere. Just wanted to be alone, that's all.
Hey, come on, you can tell me. You weren't leaving, were you? Mudge?
Where'd you spring off from? Hey?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Robin, what's the plan?
We're going to take that horn back.
today.
Noon.
What about Gisborne's execution?
Well, it's a perfect distraction.
The gates at Nottingham Castle open and the public rush through. Robin and his men are amongst them wearing hooded cloaks. As the crowd gather eagerly around the wooden execution platform, which has two chopping blocks on it, Robin and his men discreetly meet up.
Well, we make our move as soon as everybody's looking to the platform. When he comes out, we slip inside. Alan, Tuck, go through the armory. John, through the kitchen with Mutch. Kate, can you come with me to the west gate? We'll go from there. Go on.
Isabella walks regally out of the castle and stands on top of the steps, hushing the crowd.
Bring out the prisoners!
A door opens and Gisborne's pushed through, followed by Meg.
The girl.
I'm scared.
When he comes, it'll be very quick.
They're led over towards the platform.
Come on, this way.
Gisborne's made to stand in front of one chopping block and Meg the other.
As you all know from bitter experience, Guy of Gisborne is an enemy of the people. He must pay the ultimate penalty. This woman tried to help him escape justice. Therefore, she must share his fate.
In future, if anyone challenges my authority, they shall suffer the same punishment.
Have the condemned any final words?
Very well, Isabella, you win. Kill me if you must, but not her. I'll do whatever you want. But don't take her life.
Isabella glares at them.
Proceed with the execution!
She's just an innocent girl!
They put their heads on the blocks.
What do we do?
I said proceed!
For once, I agree with Gisborne.
As the executioner raises his axe, Robin fires and hits him in the chest. But the axe carries on spinning upwards, then falls back down towards the ground. Robin hits it with another arrow, and it lands on the block next to Gisborne's head.
Hood. Get him!
Come on, come on!
Isabella! Didn't think you'd get rid of me that easily, did you?
No!
I've come to take what's mine! Your life!
Hey! She doesn't deserve your help! Come on!
Gisborne unties Meg, and a guard charges towards them.
Look out, Guy! Guy, no!
Meg's hit. He carries her off, while Robin's men break into the treasure.
We have to do this quickly!
Come on! Hurry up!
Isabella runs through the castle, with Thornton behind her.
Did you really think I'd let you get away with it? You betrayed your husband for the last time! Isabella!
Robin stops.
Hey, where are you going? We've got what we came for.
I have to help her.
She's your enemy.
Kate, I told him not to come back. I warned him. I have to sort this out. Here, take this. I'll catch you up. Come on, go!
Isabella bursts into her chamber.
No, you don't!
Don't you dare!
It's over!
Just leave me alone!
You're finished!
I warn you.
Don't come any closer.
He puts his sword to her neck.
You're going to die, Isabella.
Then drops it.
With these.
No, I beg you, please. I'll give you everything you want. Just let me live. I see now. I'll be a good wife. I'll show you the love of a good woman.
Get up.
She looks at him fearfully.
Stop snivelling, will you?
Then, as he moves to kiss her, she stabs him.
What have you done?
What I should have done years ago.
Isabella!
Robin bursts in as Thornton falls to the floor. Isabella watches as he goes over to the dead man.
Your first murder, Sheriff.
You were supposed to finish him off, but you weren't man enough for the job.
I only kill when there's no other way.
You'll get the blame for this as far as Prince John is concerned. The murderer's hood's still at large, but not for long.
Listen to me!
We've taken your precious hoard. And in case you're wondering, the deal's off. Let's go. Come on.
He and Kate leave. Gisborne's carrying Meg through the forest.
Let's just rest here for a while. There we go.
He gently puts her down against a tree and strokes her comfortingly. He looks at her surprised and shakes his head.
Please.
With great emotion, Gisborne kisses her on the lips. Meg opens her eyes to look at him again.
I always quite liked Jean.
Her head rolls to one side as she dies in his arms. Gisborne gently closes her eyes and his shoulders start to shake. He holds her close to him and rocks her gently beneath the tree. Robin and Kate are sitting by the fire at the outlaws' camp.
You can say it, you know.
Say what?
Say what? You're dying to.
All right. I told you so. You finally saw what sort of a woman she really is.
Yeah, I did. And I saw what sort of woman you are. You're brave. Compassionate. And you're beautiful.
He strokes the hair away from her cheek and kisses her in the orange glow of the firelight. Isabella's sitting in her chamber with a guard behind her.
Make sure all of Thornton's men are dead. I don't want Prince John hearing any more lies about me. See to it.
The guard nods and heads out.
Oh, and next time, it will be you, Robin Hood.
Next time, to Robin.
I know the truth about how your parents really died.
Let me go! My father's inside!
There are still things you don't know about your past.
Robin, you could be the best shot in England.
Roger of Gisborne. You are a leper.
No, don't let them do this.
Guy, you must act like a man and not a child.
Gisley, I've been thinking about you all day.
You're expecting me to stay away whilst you stole my wife.